Oh, the floods, the floods, the floods, the floods have come.
Excuse me now, Mr. Natty Bumper Car. As I am your lawyer, Rufus T. Rufus, I've been wondering if you have any documentation, maybe a stacks of paper, stacks upon stacks upon stacks upon stacks, that you might have put your chronometer on, your signature at the bottom of, which would indicate that there perhaps will be some coverage for such a situation as the one that we are currently finding ourselves.
Actually, Natty, I think I...
What in the what?
Robot,
you do... What?
You,
no. What? Okay, first things first. Rufus, I will get to you in a second. I'm sorry that I'm crying, but I'm in an upsetting situation. Second thing, more important thing, not really, but kind of. Robot, you sound completely different. What happened to you?
Somebody completely updated my vocal chips, and so now I kind of sound like this.
No. Stop. Okay, thanks. What? No. Oh my gosh. Okay, I haven't heard you on the podcast in like 2 years, and now you have a completely different voice, and it freaks me out, and I'm not a fan of it. But more importantly, I think we should talk about what happened in our house last week, because it's a very sad thing, and it keeps happening. And why does it keep happening? And I just...
hey, everybody, it's me, Aloysius J. Pig. What Bumper Car's having a tough time talking about articulating, of course, is that we had a flood in our house. It was an epic flood out in front of our house. The road was a foot and a half deep. Like, literally, I couldn't even walk in it, or it's over my belly button, my piggy belly button, and no one wants to see that. Believe you me. Now, the river, it's not even a river. There's a little stream, a runoff stream across the road, went up 10 feet, and it became part of the road. Holy cannoli, right? Right?
Did somebody say cannoli? It's me, the little poodle, and I was wondering if anybody knows where all of this water came from, because I don't like to doodle water. Oh. It's not a fun thing for me to draw.
Okay, thanks. Hi, Doodle Poodle. Hi, Pig. Hi, okay, everybody's here. Great. Listen, I'm going to need a list from all of you of the stuff that you had that got messed up in the flood, so that I can have to give it to the insurance guy. And anyway, here's what happened, Bumper Podcast. We had crazy storms last Saturday night, and we got like 5 inches of rain in like 30 minutes. Something's in just doesn't happen type of thing. And there was all this water in front of the house. I think Pig was talking about the street. It was like a foot and a half deep. And then the backyard just started filling up with water. And then there was like a river to the side of our house. Like, it was just like water everywhere. And we were watching it. And then I went downstairs and I was like, okay, sump pump's working. We're okay. If you don't know, a sump pump is a little hole in the corner of your basement. If you think you might get water, and you try to divert the water there so that a little pump, which is down in the hole, and the hole is called a sump, don't know why, but that little pump will then pump the water out to wherever you want it to go. Our little pipe goes out to the street that was underwater. So the little pump, it couldn't do it. It couldn't push the water out into the river out there. And so it started to back up, right? Okay, that's terrifying. And then you turn and you look to the back of the house, and there are two sinks there right by our washer and dryer. And those started to fill up. And not slowly, like they were like, water? And we were like, okay, what do we do? So we all grabbed buckets.
I actually grabbed a very tiny bucket because, you know, I'm just a little pig with little hooves, and so I can't move a lot of water, but I was there to offer support to everybody and to really cheer the team on, you know, because I didn't want all that water to go everywhere. I get allergies. I get mold affliction. I don't want none of that.
Now, excuse me, Aloysius. I heard you get the mold affliction. I believe in my briefcase that I have some sort of documentation that I might need you to sign, which will go pro facto ipso facto into the folder, the dossier, if you will, to the lawyerification to make sure that any of your ailments are prescribed and inscribed in legal fashion. You understand
okay.
What I'm saying?
Fine, whatever. So the water started coming up through the sink, and we all, like, I had 2 big 5-gallon buckets, and my wife had a 5-gallon bucket, and, like, we're just running them up the stairs as fast as we can. But by the time it takes us to get upstairs, which I'm talking maybe a minute, maybe, you know, like, whatever. It's not much time. And we're throwing the water out into the yard, and we run back down, and we get it, throw the water, like, up and down. For 3 hours we did this. And so we were trying to figure out if we were doing 10 gallons at a time, and so she was doing 5, so I was probably doing, let's say I did 40 buckets in an hour. So 3 hours, 40, 80, 120. So that's 1,200 gallons of water that I moved, and she probably moved about 500. So we're almost at 2,000 gallons, 1,700, whatever. A lot of water that we were running out, and, like, the floor was getting slippery, so you get so tired and exhausted, and you're trying to move all this water. You get to the top of the stairs, and you'd slip and fall, and then more water would go everywhere. It was a nightmare, and we couldn't keep up with all the water that was coming out of the sink, and so then that's just pouring into the house and pouring into the house, and then the sump was overloaded, right? It couldn't do anything. It was trying to push the water out, and it couldn't. And then I didn't know what to do, and so I just kind of, I said, I don't know if this sump pump is working, and so I just shoved my hand in there, and all the stuff that had been coming in through the sink was clogging the sump, so I had to, like, clean it out with my hand, right? Then, luckily, we had a friend who's a fireman, and I called him, and I was just like, they have these submersible pumps that you can put in for stuff like this. And he happened to have one. It was a war zone outside of my house. There's, like, just dirt and rocks everywhere and limbs and just fire department and police everywhere. And it was a nightmare city, right? I got the pump. I got it home. And we put it in, and we're still, like, you know, pushing water out, getting the water out. Now, just bone tired. And then, you know, finally we were good for the night.
Now, when you say you was good for the night, is that good in quotations? I'm assuming and I'm hoping that you were able to take some sort of a shower or something. I wouldn't want you getting into that bed of yours all full of stink water and yucky times like that.
What's stink water? I never heard of stink water. I feel like that's something that I could really market and sell to the pig population. Like, hey, everybody, you want to go to my new restaurant? It's called Slop House and Stankwater. I don't know. It just sounds like something that we could probably, you know, market, put a tag on, put a price on, put a shell on, get it on. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And that's a commercial. Now, we got a commercial. We got a brand name. We got a product. We're going to the top with this one, I feel like, huh?
Well, okay, so whatever. So we went to bed. Yes, I was able to take a shower. Thank you very much for asking, Rufus, even though that's kind of creepy. Because I was disgusting. I was covered in just horrible nastiness. And I passed out at like 10:30, so tired. Then 4 a.m. comes, and I went downstairs at 1:30 just because I was kind of shell-shocked and I was terrified. I'm going to make sure that the water's gone. Water was fine. No water. Sump pump was working. Went back to sleep. 4 a.m. The wife, like, it came back. And so we run downstairs, and I was, like, in a dream state. I was so beat up, tired. And I got downstairs, and we had another 6 inches. So the first time we got, like, 15 inches, right? The second time we got 6 inches. Luckily, we were able to save the water heater and the furnace barely, like, by an eighth of an inch, which is not very much. We had to have the firemen come, the policemen, they came and they checked it out to make sure the pilot light wasn't off or whatever, because then you got just gas coming into your house, and then your house can blow up, which I don't want my house to blow up. And the policeman, when he came, I forgot, I was on the top of my steps, and it didn't even register in my brain, But I was talking to him. He was down on the sidewalk, and I was talking to him eye to eye. And then he got up on the steps next to me. He was probably 7'4". He was very tall. And I was so tired, and my brain just didn't know what to... And I went, wow, you're really tall, huh? And he was just like, looked at me like, what do you want? What are you talking to me for? And I was like, I don't know. You're in my house. This is weird. I'm tired. Anyway, we come downstairs, and he was like, why did you call? And I was like, I thought I was supposed to call, because I called 911. And he was just like, is it an emergency? And I was like, yeah, my basement's flooded. And, you know, because the last time, 5 years ago, our basement flooded for completely different reasons. We had an oil tank in the under the driveway when we bought the house. And when they removed it, they excavated, which means take out, a lot of dirt, right? Because there was leaky oil, so they had to fix it. They filled all that in with gravel. But they didn't cap it off. They didn't put new driveway on top of it for like 2 months. And the water came in that way. So this is a completely different situation. But we've had floods before. And that time it was right after we moved in. And so we were using the basement as kind of a staging area. And it was really, that time was so heartbreaking because we lost everything. We lost like all of our wedding pictures and just old mementos and so much art and stuff. And it was terrible. This time, it was terrible also, but just for a different reason, just for the exhaustion of it. Like, did we lose stuff? Yes, you know, we lost a big pile of stuff. There was a crib, there was a vacuum, there was this, there was that, whatever, just stuff. That, you know, you just kind of take pictures of and throw away. But it's more the mental anguish of it. And then I was talking to somebody, and I joke you not, this was his reaction to it. And it was somebody in a position of power, and he went, well, I don't understand. Why didn't you just fix it? And I was just like, this is not a question that you ask of someone when they're going through a tragedy. And Bumper Podcasteers, this was a tragedy. This was a horrible, miserable. Bear in mind, there are people who have it much worse than we do that did not make it out. Like, their whole houses are wrecked. Like, we got off fairly easy, fairly well. Thank goodness, right? But there are some people who didn't. But he didn't know that. And I was, like, so offended. I was just like, all right. And I just had to walk away because I was just like, I don't even want to have a conversation with this person because I'm already tired enough. But you know what makes me keep going? You know what makes me happy? You know what I'm doing right now? I'm pointing at you, Bumper Podcasteers, because you're my pals. You keep me dry, except for my eyes, because sometimes, I do cry a little bit. Thank you so much. Have the best day.